Sandy Silverthorne.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up early for us. Very early morning for you. Appreciate it. But
yes, it's dark 30 out here on the West Coast. But hey, it's always fun to talk to you. It's a good way to start my day.
Oh, thanks. Well, you're going to start our day very well and fun too. This is the guy that we talked with earlier in the year. He did the book, The Best Worst Dad Jokes, All the Puns, Quips, and Wisecracks You Need to Torment Your Kids. So, Sandy, after a book like that, we are to trust you for advice for our middle school students?
Well, whenever I go to speak to, like, fifth graders, my daughter usually says, oh, good, you can finally hang out with your peers. So I guess maybe I'm just still kind of stuck in middle school, but maybe I've learned a few things. So hopefully my advice is sound.
Yeah. Well, the book is called Important Things Every Kid Should Know to Survive Middle School. Follow God, try new things, and don't freak out.
That's right.
Well, what led you to write a book for middle schoolers like that?
Well, I've worked with young people for over 25 years, and mostly high school kids, especially back in the 90s and even before then. And what I'm realizing, and I'm not alone in this, you've probably even recognized this yourself, that middle school now is where high school kids were maybe 20 years ago. Maturity level, getting exposed to things that, you know, maybe high school, even college kids were being exposed to. Now, middle school kids are getting that. Yeah. And I just have a heart for those young kids going from elementary school to middle school. If you remember middle school, it was hard enough even back then. But now there's so much peer pressure, choices, things going on, substance abuse, things at home, bullying, and a lot of things that can get in the way of a kid's growth just personally, but then spiritually, if on top of that, I just felt a need and a call to, in a fun way, a lighthearted way, not just give kids practical steps of getting through middle school, but also some spiritual things. We've got devotional material all the way through the book, but hopefully it's fun and kid-friendly and not too adult-sounding.
And also, I mean, on top of all the things in the culture, just the body changes that middle school, junior high students are going through, that just kind of stirs things up even more.
Exactly, yeah. The kids, they think they've kind of, you know, they're ready for all of this. And then their body and their emotions. In fact, I have a whole chapter in there on emotions. And even I've got a little bit of just how our brain works and how it's changing in ages 12, 13, and 14, and how we can't always trust our emotions, even though they feel really real. But we actually need to make good choices, even on top of the craziness that's going on inside our body. Yeah, I have a whole section there on kind of getting ready and what to expect in adolescence.
And not only do you talk about the life things, like things going on just in the culture and with their bodies and their minds, but just more specifically, different aspects of the things that they deal with in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to get really practical. I have ideas on how to prepare for middle school, maybe head over to the school, you know, before it starts and get familiar with it so the mystery is kind of taken away. And then I have quizzes all the way through, which I think are really fun, to figure out what are my gifts. Am I really good in sports? Am I more of a music kind of person? Do I like art? Do I like writing? Would I maybe want to run for an office? So we do these quizzes to kind of help kids discover who they are, because middle school, for all its challenges, also has amazing more opportunities than kids would have in elementary school. They can try robotics or filmmaking or sound design or start a band. You know, there's just all these wonderful opportunities for kids to discover their gifting.
All right, another one tough subject that everybody in middle school needs to face is phys ed. You got a section on that. What are some of the things you touch on in there?
In what was that?
The phys ed, PE.
Oh, phys ed. Oh, yeah. That's a dear subject to me because I was truly the original skinny wimp in middle school. And so I try to get kids prepared. And I even have some exercises in there that they can practice to kind of feel like they can get in shape before they actually have the experience of showering with other kids and wearing these stinky gym clothes and going out with a coach who has a little sadistic tendencies in there. So, we do definitely prepare them for phys ed because that's a new world, too, that most kids haven't experienced until they get to middle school.
And you touch on things after school, like extracurricular activities and homework. What are some of the tips you give on homework?
Yeah, I try to do some real practical things. I went over and visited some middle school groups, especially the one over in the Baptist church near where I live, and just kind of found out, you know, from the kids what the kind of the vibe is over there, the mood. It was really fun to hang out with middle school kids for a while I was researching this book. But homework is different. You know, a lot of kids in elementary school don't have a lot of homework, so they haven't been equipped. And then I've been talking to kids lately, and with COVID, homework was a really strange phenomenon too. But now that we're getting out of that, and kids are getting back down into kind of whatever normalcy is, I have some real practical tips. Having all of your stuff around, getting to a spot where you study and can concentrate. Some kids, my daughter used to study either in the bathroom or on the bed, and I used to work on the bed too. And then some kids do a lot better at a desk with their computer, of course. Everything's online now. Hopefully I got some good practical advice for homework. I even have a little quiz there, how do you do your work? Maybe some kids come home from school and immediately have to get it over with. This was me. I wanted to get it over with, and then I'd relax and play. And other kids need that playtime first and get that energy out, and then they can sit down and concentrate on their homework.
We're talking with Sandy Silverthorne. The book is Important Things Every Kid Should Know to Survive Middle School. Follow God, try new things, and don't freak out. All right, Sandy, how do you weave God into all of this in your book?
That was the fun part for me. I worked with Harvest House Publishers with a couple editors over there for that reason, is I wanted to make sure that kids realize that God is just as much in middle school as he is in their youth group or in their Sunday school class, or if they don't go to church, to realize that even in the midst of, as you mentioned, hormones, body changes, peer pressure, new groups of friends, maybe even struggles like bullying or struggling with homework or grades, that God sees them, he knows all about them, and he cares about them immensely. So at the end of every chapter, I've got a little devotional thing that weaves in what we talked about. And then I actually have some questions at the end that kids might be asking about God and faith. Things like, why do bad things happen if God's such a good God? And why am I so lonely? Or what am I feeling here? And then I even have a Bible reading plan for kids who really want to get into it. At the end of the book, I have a little 30-day Bible reading plan where they read about 5 minutes a day and answer some questions. And so hopefully God is just like he is in our lives. He's woven all the way through the book. And kids, I hope, are making that revelation that no matter what they're going through, that God is right there with them.
Cool. Well, Sandy, how can people get a copy of your book?
Pretty easy. They can go to my website, Sandy Silverthorne, with an E on the end, books.com, sandysilverthornebooks.com, and that'll link them up to Amazon or to Barnes & Noble. They may not find it in their bookstore, but they can always order it through their local Christian bookstore, which I hope they do because we love to support local bookstores. But I think those would be the best ways, either Amazon, Barnes & Noble, my website, sandysilverthornbooks.com, or through their favorite Christian bookstore. They definitely can order it through there.
Again, the book is called Important Things Every Kid Should Know to Survive Middle School. Follow God, Try New Things, and Don't Freak Out by Sandy Silverthorne. All right, Sandy, can you leave us with a couple of dad jokes?
Yeah, I think I could. I just heard that the Lego store is opening down the street.
Ooh.
People are lined up for blocks. And I'm also going to surprise my wife with a brand new refrigerator. I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it. Sorry, I just couldn't resist.
Oh, thank you. That made our day.
Yeah. Good. Well, it's always great talking to you guys. Things going well back there with you guys?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy, but good.
Yeah. That's good. Keep it crazy.
All right. We will. And we won't freak out.
No, absolutely.
All right. Hey, great talking with you, Sandy. God bless. And let's talk soon.
Okay. Absolutely. God bless you guys, too. Thanks so much, and bless all of your listeners out there this morning.
Thank you. Again, his website, sandysilverthornbooks.com. If you need that information again, just contact us here at the studio. It is 831.